getting our brains into gear now with Jack Whaley-Cohen. Jack devises the questions and appears on the BBC show Only Connect with a weekly audience of 3 million people. And he's the author of the Big Pub Quiz book and the forthcoming Big Daily Quiz book. Hello again, Jack. Good morning from us.
Hello, Jim. Good to talk to you again, as always.
I don't know if you know about this, but I found it online and people may like to have a go at it. The BBC Make It Quiz, that's what you'd Google, the BBC Make It Quiz. I don't know how old it is. You answer 30 questions and you're told which career you're best suited to.
Okay, that's interesting. I've not come across it.
No. Well, I took the quiz. It doesn't take long. And it was right, actually. It also said I could go into teaching because it mentioned media broadcasting. And I have siblings who became teachers or become a solicitor. That was my other option, which I've missed out on. I wonder what you would do if you weren't doing what you do.
I don't know. It's interesting. I think I'm going to go and do it as soon as we finish. Maybe while we're waiting for the listeners to text in the answer to the question I'm going to pose later.
I've got a couple of small questions for you. Why are there 60 seconds in a minute and 60 minutes in an hour? I'm sure a lot of people have never really thought about this.
Oh, goodness.
Including you.
No, I feel like I've heard this, but I can't put my finger on it. I don't know. Do tell.
Ancient civilizations used to count in units of 60. The Babylonians divided the hour and minute into 60 because they used to do maths and astronomy using units of 60 because it's easily divisible as are numbers. Yeah, that's how it came about. And I've got a silly little one, but it's interesting too. The biggest litter a cat ever had, Jack.
Gosh. I mean, I'm not more of a dog person than a cat person, but I don't really. Gosh, I mean, is it? I'm going to take a punt. I mean, obviously taking a punt. 18.
Oh, it's a good punt. 19.
Okay, I had a feeling I could have been out by a factor there. But that's good.
What have you got for us, please?
So I got a little question for you, which is. This is one of the sort of great quiz questions, which you may have heard before, the listeners may have done, but see if you know it. So in the USA, which job is one of the most dangerous in the world with a murder rate of almost 9%, meaning nearly 9% of anyone who does this job ends up being murdered?
Good Lord. So it obviously isn't the police. It's something that you would never have thought of. Taxi driver?
No, it's not. It's just such a magnificent quiz question, this one. You're going to love it when you hear the answer.
I am. And I give up.
So it's actually the president.
Oh, of course.
Because 4 out of 45 of them, or 46 or whatever it is, different people who have been president who have ended up being assassinated. It's a slightly grisly question, but it is an extraordinary way to think about it.
That's a great question. You never think about it because it's been a while since anything untoward happened to any of them. Ronald Reagan, what happened to him?
In 1981, he was shot and wounded by John Hinckley Jr., obviously survived in the end.
Yeah, and he said to his wife, "Honey, I forgot to duck." Which was, you know, a response calculated to appeal to the American people, but it was quite a good rejoinder. Very good.
Yes.
That's a good question. All right. Now, for Jack's big question for the box of books this morning, 2101 is what to text, and the first correct texter wins the books. So you've got lined up for us what, Jack, please?
So this is a nice, simple question. Let's see if people can get it right. If it takes 19, that's 19, if it takes 19 to hiss, H-I-S-S, if it takes 19 to hiss, and 24 to kiss, K-I-S-S, what number do you need for some sleep? If it takes 19 to hiss and 24 to kiss, what number do you need for some sleep? There you go.
Well, we'll see how we'll go. You've got me completely flummoxed. Very good, Jack. That's a good one. And we'll be back with you shortly to find out what the answer is.
Excellent. Well, let's see how our listeners get on.
Jim in Papamoa. Jim, we didn't get your last name when you were talking to Jess because of the line quality. But congratulations, you are the winner of Jack's quiz, and Jack's back to tell us the answer. Hello, Jack.
Hello again.
This was a good one. So what's the, can you repeat it and tell us what the answer is?
So the question was, if it takes 19 to hiss and 24 to kiss, what number do you need for some sleep? I could have added in another one there, which was, it takes 15 to hug. So we're looking, you need to think of the letters of the alphabet. The 19th letter of the alphabet is the letter S. And if you put lots of S's together, you get a representation of hissing. And if you put the 24th letter of the alphabet, that is an X, is how you would represent a kiss, as in X is the bottom of an email or a letter or something like that. And so for some sleep, you'd need number 26 to catch some Z's, Z, as you represent in books and comics and things like that, to show that someone's having a bit of a snooze.
Z was the answer.
That's right. So 26 for Z, because we asked for what number.
It was tricky. It was tricky. But not tricky enough for some. Jack, always a great pleasure. Thanks for joining us again at night, as you do. And we'll look forward to chatting next week.
My pleasure. Look forward to next week. Thank you very much, Jim.
Jack Whaley-Cohen.